One points out based on the Gemara that when we think about the sanctity of the shul, it's really a hybrid between the sanctity of the Beis HaMikdash, where they have a Kedusha Yisera, and a person's home. A Beis HaKnesses is right there in between. So there are certain things that are categorically prohibited in the Beis HaMikdash, like to go in there b'minalo with a person's shoes, or to go in there b'afundaso, b'kiso, with satchels or bags. All these are part of the din of Mikdashi Tiro that you're allowed to do in a shul, because a shul has to be a kind of a balance between one's home and a Mikdash Mad. Another example along those lines is Rekika, is spinning. Now, people shouldn't be spinning in the shul for fun, but it's completely prohibited in the Beis HaMikdash. The Aruch HaShulchan was not, I emphasize, from those who welcomed the spittoons, or those who remember, Shem Yishtachmim Lehevel Varik. He says, Me'ikar Hadin, if a person feels a need to clear the throat, it wouldn't be something that's impermissible to do into a handkerchief, because again, of the delicate balance between Mikdash Ma'at and Beso. Another area where this comes up, arguably, is Shena, is sleeping in the Beis HaKnesses. Now, Me'ikar Hadin, again, we shouldn't be sleeping in the Beis HaKnesses, Lo Shena's Kevav, Lo Shena's Arai. Well, let's say in Yom Kippur, the minhag used to be that they would light candles in the Beis HaKnesses to burn all night. That was a special way of showing kavod to Yom Kippur. You can't obviously eat on Yom Kippur. So God forbid there should be a fire. So Uri Korin would volunteer to sleep in the shul to make sure that everything would be safe. And so for Litzorech Beis HaKnesses, it's permissible. You could never do that. You couldn't sleep. You can't even sit down in the Beis HaMikdash unless you're a Malchei Beis David. So again, what we find here is that we're trying to strike a balance. And I think that this halacha is really such a beautiful one. On the one hand, Beis HaKnesses, Mikdash Ma'at, Kedushat HaMikdash, right? Aval Me'idach, at the same time, it should be a place that we're comfortable, that we want to go. It should have a din of bias as well. So you can't be as comfortable as you are in your home. You're not going to have Tashmishei Chol going on. But at the same time, it has to be a kind of a balance. So you can come in with a satchel. It's always nicer for people to hang up their coats, leave things outside. Always better to do things like that. But at the same time, it's a mikdash ma'at v'lo ha-mikdash be'atzmo. Rabbi Chananya ben Akash amar, Metzah Kadosh Baruch Hu, Zako Yisrael Afika Achim, and Tamitzvah Shenemar, Adonai Chafetz Zaman Tzidko, Yagdil Terav Yadir, Kadosh Terabanan.